Well, welcome to the basketball podcast here for today. This is Brad Newitt, and joining us today is the head boys basketball coach at O'Gorman High School here in Sioux Falls, Derek Roby. Derek, thanks for taking some time.
Thank you, Brad. Honored to do it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Cool. Well, our angle today is going to be a little bit about what summer is like for a high school basketball coach. So could you give us just a quick overview. What's a summer typically like for you? You hanging out at the lake most of the time, or do you spend a lot of time in the gym? What are the activities going on?
Well, it's funny you ask that because my wife always claims we don't do enough together. typically, for me, in my setting is, we take advantage of our three team camps that we're allowed as far as the South Dakota High School Association. But, you know, I'm also, I guess, heavily involved with the Dakota Schoolers on the girls' side. So, for me, I always try to, whenever we're scheduling out our team camps at O'Gorman, I always try to avoid the schedule for the Schoolers. So that's good and bad. At least I have all our guys that are involved in the Dakota Schoolers or the South Dakota Heat or any of those, whether you call them AAU teams or traveling teams or whatever. At least we avoid their schedules. But the drawback is that means not only am I going to those schedules events, but I'm also doing, again, our allotted three high school events too. So, you figure, let's say there's 10 months of the summer or 10 weeks within the summer months, and, you're certainly busy. Most of them, maybe a couple of them you have off. But you know what? I wouldn't change anything in the world for it. It's a great summer gig for me, and it's great for me being a basketball junkie. So I really look forward to the summer.
Okay, so describe a little bit then. You mentioned that you're able to go to three team camps with your team here at O'Gorman. Let's focus a little bit on that. What's a team camp entail? What's that about?
Well, for us, our philosophy is to try to just get as many kids as we can involved in summer basketball. We don't do a lot of, everybody approaches it different, but mm-hmm. a team camp is simply where the high school, their team can take various individuals and compete against other schools, whether it's South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, et cetera. You're just simply competing and playing against games. Some team camps set up tournaments. Some are just you're going to play three games on a particular day, et cetera. So everyone's different. But our philosophy here at O'Gorman is let's get as many kids as we can involved. And we typically take anywhere from two to three teams per camp. And we just basically let the kids play. Every kid pays the same amount to go to this camp. That's kind of a sign of the times. When I was in high school, there was no such thing as these things. It was all the fundamental camps. But now, let's say a kid wants to go to the Augie team camp with us, we might charge them $35-$40 depending on the year. And our philosophy is those kids win, lose, or draw, we're going to play every kid. And we try various matchups at times. And, maybe our summer philosophy is to look at personnel a little bit, but we're basically just trying to let the kids gel, especially at the top level. We try to do it by grade. So, like the juniors and seniors play on one group, the freshmen and sophomores might play on the other group. And we basically just let them play and, try to improve themselves as players, and that makes us a better team the following winter.
So the state of South Dakota, when you guys are scheduling your regular season games, is pretty strict on you guys staying in state for the most part. Do you have some freedom here in the summer then? Are you able to pretty much travel wherever you would want to go to one of these camps?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some teams that go to, let's say, Notre Dame. I know the Parkston girls this summer went to Notre Dame. It depends. A couple years ago, we went down to Creighton. It just depends on your personnel, your philosophy. There again, what I try to do, Brad, is maybe go to a school that we have some kids that have an interest in a particular school. Let's say they have an interest in going to Augie, and Augie puts on a great camp. A lot of teams from around the Midwest come to that one, so we like to hit that one. In fact, we like to hit the USF one when possible as well, because it's, again, sure, a local one in town, easy for our parents to get to. But basically what I like to do is, let's say we have a kid that has an interest in Mount Marty. Well, let's send them down to Mount Marty for the year and let those individual coach take a look at them. And because the difference between, let's say, a team camp and these AAU camps is a team camp, for the most part, let's say we're going to Augie. Well, basically, the Augie coaches are the only ones there. Every once in a while, maybe you'll see another coach in the stands, maybe watching their son or relative or whatever. But when you go to the team camps, the traveling team camps, let's say with the Dakota Schoolers or the Dakota Heat, like you're well aware, there you get the college coaches from all over the area. So that's the big difference. But otherwise, they're pretty much set up the same, and we just stay busy playing them all summer long.
What other opportunities do you guys have then in the summer as far as, like, you know, actually working with your kids? Are you able to have them in your own gym here? Are you able to have your own instructional camp? What other things are set up for you in that regard?
I think the South Dakota High School Activity Association, I think the legality is that you get you can just have three kids or less in the gym if you're going to do actual instruction or teaching. Okay. And with that being said, we don't do a lot of that just for the simple fact that our philosophy is let's just bring the kids in and let them have an open gym, if you will, and let them get up and down and play pickup games, and that's what we basically do. Pretty fortunate. You know, we get 30 to 40 kids per day, Monday through Thursday, all summer long, and we start at 8 in the morning, and in fact, throughout some of the busier weeks throughout the summer, we get kids showing up at 7:30, and we get two courts going, and we just let them play, and that's kind of our philosophy. So we don't really do any of the teaching. We don't really take advantage of those individual workouts. You know, we just let the kids play, and we open the gym and sit off to the side, and I always enjoy my coffee and just kind of watch them play, maybe talk to them a little bit, but pretty fortunate that the kids are doing that.
Do you feel like that's really helped build, if I can use the word, the culture of O'Gorman basketball? I mean, getting these kids in the gym through the summer, I mean, they got to get to know each other pretty well, I would imagine, playing that much ball.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's our philosophy. Just let them play. Don't worry so much about the teaching. We want them to enjoy basketball. We want them to come to the gym knowing, hey, it's going to be a good social environment as well, but let's get a good workout in. And we get a lot of guys that are, you know, getting ready for football, staying in shape, doing those things. So we do that for the most part all summer long. And then, obviously, like every school, Brad, we take advantage of our fundamental camp. That's that week-long camp. We usually do it right away in June. That way we can kind of organize up the rest of our summer. And then here at O'Gorman, we actually run it's called Summer Hoops program. That's for like third and fourth graders on up just to eighth grade. And that way we have a lot of our varsity guys come help with that. And like you mentioned, it's maybe part of the culture and some unique things at O'Gorman, and not to pat ourselves on the back here and what we're doing, but one of the neat things about O'Gorman is the kids are all around here throughout the summer. It's like college. They're taking summer classes, government classes, or you know, geography classes and math classes. And it's not so much the kids that maybe flunked out. Like when I was in high school, it was always the kids that needed the credit. Here, it's kids that are working ahead. And so you have all these kids all over our campus all summer long. And what we do is we keep the gym and we say, hey, it's going to be like summer school for basketball. So we keep them in the gym for three more weeks with our little guys. And the difference between that and fundamental camp is in the fundamental camp, we really teach them skills. The summer hoops, if you will, we just let them play 3-on-3. Okay. We let them play a lot of transition games, and we keep track and tallies of teams and points, and it's a lot of fun. And then throughout the month of July, every Tuesday night throughout July, we run a summer league, again, from fourth grade to eighth grade, and we have our kids coach it. Our high school kids are coaching. They're reffing it. They're keeping score. We get parents in the gym, and it's always hotter than heck, but it's a great avenue for kids just to keep playing, and that's what we're trying to do, Brad, is just give them another alternative to play basketball, so there's no excuses. They can take advantage of our open gyms, summer hoops, the summer league, and obviously, like you alluded to, our team camps.
Again, we're visiting with Derek Roby, the head boys basketball coach here at O'Gorman High School. Derek, you mentioned that you're also involved in the Dakota Schoolers program, coaching on the girls' side, and I'm just curious. You've had a lot of players from O'Gorman that have gone on and played college basketball, played a lot on the AAU circuit or the teams in the summer. You know, most recently, Keaton Moffitt, Cedric Lane, Sterling Nielsen, kids that graduated this year for you that were all involved in that pretty heavily. How, as a coach, then, do you try to balance some of that in the summertime with the kids playing those AAU schedules but yet still staying involved with your program here?
Well, I tell you, Brad, it gets tough. It gets hectic. There's no doubt about it. Sometimes frustrating because as a coach, like I talked about earlier, I like to avoid those summer schedules. Again, I go on a website and maybe look at the South Dakota Heat schedule and or the Schooler schedule, the Blue Devils, whoever. Mm-hmm. I just go and look on their schedules to make sure we're avoiding them. And it's still, you know, you feel kind of bad for some of these kids because they're going 18 different directions, especially if they're baseball players and they want to go to football camps, et cetera. So it gets to be a lot. And we don't make it mandatory for our kids. It's just, again, another opportunity for our kids to play. You know, like you alluded to the fact that I'm involved in a lot of that Dakota Schooler thing on the girls' side. You know, a couple of years ago, Paul Seville, the director of basketball operations for the Dakota Schoolers, asked me to maybe get involved on the boys' side of that thing. And I really kind of was hesitant in that regards because we had so many kids playing. And I said, you know what, I don't want any parents thinking that we're favoritizing their kid and vice versa. So I said, you know, maybe on the girls' side, and I get an opportunity to coach girls once again, and just loving the opportunity to get involved in that kind of stuff. So it's been a lot of fun, and I approach it a little different. That summer AAU stuff, I know a lot of kids are involved to maybe get looks for other colleges. You know, that's part of it. To me personally, I'm trying to improve them to make them better high school players.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not a good philosophy. I know that's a lot different than a lot of coaches, but I'm going to be honest with you. That's what I'm in it for, is to hang around all the other coaches in the area and meet some of the college coaches that you run into at these team camps. But I like to, I guess there's a small part in the back of my mind that are saying, hey, you're trying to improve this particular kid for their high school team, because I don't think you want to make the summer programs bigger than their high school. Yeah. And I'm going to be honest with you. You've seen that summer circuit as well.
Yes.
There's some programs that do the opposite. There's summer programs, it seems to me, that they think that that's their main focus in their high school, is kind of the sub or undercard philosophy, and that's just not right. Kids are playing in the summer to improve themselves for their high school teams, and that's the way it should be. And I guess, like I said, that's in my brain, that's what I'm trying to do, is make the kid better. But let's be real clear and honest. Kids are playing in that summer AAU stuff so they get looked at by colleges, and that's all part of it.
Yeah, that's kind of the structure of the environment that, we're in. But I think you have alluded to something that, we visited about with some of the college coaches I've interviewed this summer. And just, I think the NCAA is kind of wanting to see that pendulum switch back, too. I think they saw what was happening with summer basketball. And, a lot of these kids were thinking their summer team was way more important than their high school team. And I think the NCAA, with how they've structured the recruiting periods now, is maybe trying to get that shift back. And I think anyone who knows basketball, watches the quality of play in the summertime, I think would usually agree that these kids get a lot more out of their high school team and the instruction that they get from coach like you on a daily basis than they are playing 30 games in the summer with the traveling team.
Well, and you'd hope so. I always have to remind our kids during the season, I always say, here's the main differences. During our high school year, you're playing 25 games and you're practicing 80 times.
Yep.
In the summer, you're playing about 80 times and you're practicing about 10. It's just a different climate. It's a different culture.
Yep.
But like I said, I'm kind of old-fashioned that way. And the fortunate thing for me being in my Dakota schooler setting is, especially on the girls' side, in fact, on all the sides, I think Paulsville has done a great job of making sure that the coaches that are coaching for him are high school coaches, and they instill that philosophy that, hey, we're trying to make these kids better. Yes, we're trying to give them a look at colleges that they might have an interest in, but our ultimate goal is to make the high school kids better for their high school teams. Thus, their high schoolers are going to get better, and it's going to be money well worth it, you would hope, for their parents back home. But it makes for an interesting summer to, like you said, to kind of juggle all of that philosophy as well as your high school program as well. But if you're a basketball-aholic like me, it's a fun summer to get to all those tournaments.
Yeah, that's one thing about basketball, as far as maybe how much you mentioned, even from when you were growing up, and I know when I was growing up, the summer basketball was nothing compared to what it is now. Basketball really has become almost a year-round sport, or at least definitely you could point it has your traditional winter season, but now the summer season has kind of taken on a life of its own. And for people like me and you that are basketball junkies, it's probably not a bad thing.
Yeah, that's certainly true. When I was in high school playing for Coach Munson and Mitchell, I remember going to one basketball camp. Well, actually two. We went to his, and then for one year, I think he called it the Milwaukee Buck Basketball Camp, and he had like John Thomas and Gary Thomas coming in to work it. But you really only did the one basketball camp. Maybe went to Northern or Augie or whatever, but it wasn't a team camp per se like we know today. And today a lot of kids don't hit those fundamentals, and you can see it in a lot of the games. Don't get me wrong, we have great players out there today, Brad, but a lot of them are really lacking a lot of those true fundamentals that would be taught at a fundamental camp. And it's funny because we have guys out there doing the individual lessons, and parents are paying money, $20 an hour, to have my kid go to this particular basketball lesson, which is fine, but it's a kind of a sign of the times. You know, when you and I were in high school, that lesson was just given by your high school coach, and that was just part of the deal. You didn't pay anybody. You went to the gym, and he taught you how to shoot. You went to the camp. He taught you how to shoot, pass, dribble, all those kind of things. And sometimes our kids don't want to do that. They just want to get, you know, pay $20 an hour and go do that thing, and then, you know, play the summer or play the summer gig. And, you know, it's, again, sign of the times, but it is what it is.
Well, it sounds like you've definitely tried to make a concerted effort here with your program at O'Gorman of getting kids in the gym, getting them to like basketball, to love basketball, to be around each other. And, you know, I can't help just from an outsider looking at it and thinking, hearing that culture that you've developed in the summer here has got to have helped in your guys' run that you guys have had here and the success you guys have had as a program. So, Derek, thanks a lot for visiting with me here today, and I hope we can sit down again maybe before the season starts.
Well, thanks much, Brad. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and I hope everything goes well, and hopefully we can talk to you in the winter months here.